So we commence, or we recap rather, that's the more correct word, the verses that we discussed previously before we commence with this morning's tafsir. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Then he whose scales are heavy, it is they who are successful. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِّرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ And he whose scales are light, it is they who squandered their own selves, abiding in hell forever. So we spoke in our last discussion about how good deeds and bad deeds will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. There is a view that the actual individual will be weighed, and according to his good and bad deeds, the outcome will reflect. Then there are those who say that the book of deeds, the book of good deeds will be placed on one pan of the scale, the book of evil deeds will be placed on another. Then there is a view that Allah will give a form to your good deeds and to your evil deeds. And then there's those narrations where certain deeds like will carry a lot of weight on the scale of deeds. And we discussed it, for example, the paper that would be a reflection of the durood that you sent upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that will weigh very heavily. But your deeds will be weighed and assessed, and the outcome will be made known. For those who are successful, alhamdulillah. For those who are not successful, Allah paints the picture. May Allah protect us from being amongst them. تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ The fire will scorch their faces and they will remain disfigured therein. The body will swell due to the constant burning. Then if you look at the different narrations, the lower lip will hang out till it reaches the navel. Imagine that. And the upper lip will swell to the extent that it reaches the skull. The tongue will stick out and hang to the ground, and it will be trampled upon by other inmates of hell. It's a horrifying picture. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ Allah will say, were my verses not recited to you, and then you used to reject them? You were warned that this will happen. You were told that this would be the outcome. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا They said, O sustainer, our wretchedness overwhelmed us. وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ And we remained a deviated people. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا O our sustainer, remove us from it, meaning from this punishment. فَإِنْ عُدْنَا Then if we go back to sinning, فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ Then certainly we are sinners and you can punish us. قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا Allah will then say, remain therein in shame. Remain therein in shame. وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ And do not speak to me. Do not speak to me. Now, according to the narrations, once Allah says, do not speak to me, the inmates of hell will not be able to speak. They'll be able to scream and shout and make sounds of animals, but they won't be able to speak to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because that will then be the final decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that do not speak. Ibn Kathir mentions, there's a narration, that the people of Jahannam will be so disfigured that the Muslims who will want to intercede on their behalf won't be able to recognize them. And they will say, but it's me. And the person will say, no, it's not you. You're not the person I know as so-and-so. That's how disfigured they will be from the punishment. And they will then not be able to become beneficiaries of the intercession. So Allah will say to them, وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ And do not speak to me. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي There was a group from my servants who used to say, يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ That, O our sustainer, we have believed, forgive us, and then have mercy on us, and you are the best of those who show mercy. They used to tell you, you used to see them, but rather than following them, you used to mock at them and scoff at them and not listen to them. فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًّا Then you derided them to the point, حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي That they made you forget my remembrance. وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ And you continued laughing at them. You used to taunt them, laugh at them, mock at them. Look at them, very pious. Look how pious they are. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا I rewarded them today for their patience. أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ It is they who have achieved the goal. Look at your condition in comparison to their condition. In the world, you used to laugh at them and joke at, mock at them. Many of the pious and the obedient were poor, were of the so-called low class. You used to say, look at them. They think they're very pious. Look at them. They think they're very obedient. They think they know better than us. Now see how they are being rewarded for what you put them through and for their steadfastness. And look at how you are being punished for your obstinance and arrogance. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from his punishment.